Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are staying warm out there. Very, very cold as I look at our temperature one more time. 18 degrees outside. No, go away. Bring back the sun. All right, joining us in studio this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I packed my gloves this morning because, yes, it is very cold.
No, I mean, like I said, when I stepped outside yesterday, which, by the way, the wind chill yesterday morning when I left to come to work, which was about 5 o'clock, the wind chill was -2. It was one of those days I literally stepped outside and my fingers started hurting 5 seconds after I was outside because I couldn't find my gloves, because I'm not a person who wears warm weather clothing a lot. I mean, literally up until this time on the weekends, I was wearing shorts. Because it doesn't bother me because I'm not going to be outside that long. So
yeah, that's true. So
I'm not going to throw on jeans or anything like that. And plus, I just don't like things covering my arms. So when I'm wearing a coat, it's not comfortable to me at all. So I'm sitting there driving to work. I'm just like looking back and forth. Oh, I hate these on my arms. But it's definitely needed right now.
Well, it is, yes.
Well, Candy, again, thank you for coming in this morning. A virtual CNN this morning. Let's hear what's going on around town.
A few different things going on. So to start us off, we'll have Amy Dollar with KGGF. Just a reminder that the 5th Annual Interstate Fair and Home Show is March 26th and 27th. And the booth spaces are filling up fast. So if you want to sign up, make sure you call your KGGF radio rep. Melissa Carter from the City of Coffeyville. The city has $35,000 in grant funds for the CDBGCV. That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
But basically, it's a meal program that's to be dispersed, and they can go towards nonprofit organizations that provide meals or food for those that are in need. It also replenishes local food banks. Applications can be obtained at the city clerk's office or at the city of Coffeyville, and the deadline is February 19th. So if you have questions, though, just call the city clerk, because this is money we don't want to lose. If we don't spend it, we lose it, and then they may not offer it to us again.
Don't use it. If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right. So if you are a nonprofit, a church, anybody that is giving out meals or food to those in need, they can help you out. So make sure to contact them and take advantage of that, please. Jamie Grant, the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Friday is the deadline for the Frosty Glow. It's a 5K, or they also have what they call the Snowball Dash. So if you're not big into running like me, you can just do a quick 1 mile walk thing. So early registrations will get a t-shirt, and they're usually every year really creative and fun. So register early. But the run walk is going to be held on Friday, February 26th at Walter Johnson Park. Hopefully by then it'll be cold, because it is a frosty glow run.
Well, let's just do it this weekend. Let's just do it this weekend. You know, 10 degrees, nice and frosty out there.
No, we want it to be cold, but not that cold. So hopefully the 26th will be a little bit better. They will be, it'll be at Walter Johnson Park or the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Registrations will begin at 6:30 p.m. and the cost is $20. Keisha Johnson from KFan and Mary Kay. She had a great time with her Mary Kay booth at the Ladies Night, which was hosted over at Bandits and Bling. So call her, especially right now because of Valentine's, if you want to get some makeup for a gift or any of your makeup needs. And then at KFan, they help families in need, and they're always needing more perishables, which I think I gave her this information about the grant, because that would be a great fit. But if you can help out with giving some food or perishables, give Keisha a call at 620-253-7131. Kim Maxson from the Yoke Bar and Grill. Lots of great stuff happening there. I'm excited. First of all, Valentine's weekend, that's this weekend, their special is prime rib, or they have hand-cut ribeye, pork chop dinner. That's Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9. So if you're needing a place to get out for Valentine's, give them a call. And then coming up Tuesday, February 16th, they're having a crawfish boil. They've been doing it, I think this is the third year, I'm not positive, but crawfish boil and gumbo, and the gumbo, oh, it is lovely. I had it last year, and it's great. And even king cake. So for those that like the king cakes and try to find the baby, I don't know if they have it in there, but and the great thing is you don't have to go in person. So I already called and said, hey, put me down for this amount, and they will make sure to, you can carry it out, pick it up curbside, take it to go. That way you don't have to get out. So place your pre-orders now to ensure that you get it, because they do run out. Last year, I think they were out by 7 o'clock. So also, just make sure to save time and order online anytime you want. You don't have to go in person, so you can go to their website, which is the Yoke Bar and Grill, and in the top right corner, it says order online. I love that.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it just makes. I do that with my teas. I have my nutrition teas. I do it at the coffee shop. Order online, pay right then, done. Just go pick it up. So.
And then you call. They go pick it up, or they're still doing curbside as well. So yes. You just call them when you get there and say, "Hey, this is so and so. I'm here to pick up my order."
Right.
And they bring it right out to you.
So handy. So
yes,
the
it
only
is.
Thing is a. For the online ordering, you can't do the specials. So if they have a special for that day, you have to call ahead and do that. But for online ordering, so that's, I love that.
Yeah, their fish is incredible, by the way.
Good stuff. Connie Miller from the Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center. They have a teen dance coming up. That's the February 13th, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. with a DJ. Admission's $10. And then, of course, the big thing I'm excited about coming up the 21st is a bridal fair. That'll be 12 to 4 p.m. Admissions is $5. There will be a wedding dress fashion show, giveaways, and they have two different buildings with vendors. And if you still want to be a vendor, they have a couple spaces left, so give them a call. And that's the Walnut Street Boutique Center. Save the date. Cruise in Coffeeville is going to be on September 11th. If you went last year, it's a cruise, poker run, vendors, food trucks, live music, car show, etc. They're hoping to make it even bigger this year, so they are looking for sponsors. If you can sponsor the event to make it even bigger, or even vendors, contact Big N Motorsports, or you can just find the event on Facebook and message them directly. But save the date for that. Few last things. So we have the chamber auction coming up next week on the 18th or the 20th. Hopefully this Friday, I have pictures. I'm going to load them up either on Facebook or website or both. Everything from, we've got steel products and grinders. We've got a really cool Made in Kansas liquor basket. We have a John Deere kids tricycle. Just all kinds of cool, fun things. And that's a fundraiser for the chamber, so we can continue to do events and programs and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the year. Shout out to Carter Automotive for celebrating 100 years. I'm sure you've probably seen it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they did a great video. I went and presented a certificate to them last week, and they created a video with it, and it was great. It looked awesome. So shout out to them. That's awesome. 100 years is a big, big momentum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's a long time.
And I don't know what it is about this year. This is the year of all the milestones. We've had the last 3 weeks, you know, different organizations and businesses celebrating. I have two more that I'm going to be presenting in the next week or two.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully, when it's warmer. I mean, I don't want to stand out front taking a picture in this cold weather. So check those out. They'll be coming more in the next few weeks. So another thing that went out yesterday, if you didn't see it, contact me. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. But our annual awards video. So as you know, we didn't have our award dinner this year like we normally do. We couldn't meet in person. So we went out and surprised all the award winners. And Ashley George Productions made the video for us. So there's five different winners, and it came out really awesome. It's just fun to be able to recognize those individuals and those businesses. And so it was a great video. It's on our Facebook page. We also shared it on email, and I'm going to get ready to put it on our website as well. So that was awesome. So you got to make sure you watch that. That was great. Last quick thing, two quick things. Professional headshots, March 9th and 10th. The Chamber is hosting that. So maybe you have a website you need a new picture for, or your business cards, or your LinkedIn profile, or whatever it is. We all need a good professional headshot.
Absolutely. So.
Something that looks a little better than, you know, us, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, there's some crazy ones.
Got the camera up there, you know, taking selfies and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, yeah. So I even have some board members, and I'm like, okay, you need to get your headshot done on our website. So that is March 9th and 10th. It'll be free. It'll be $10, I think, for chamber members, so it's really cheap. But if you're not a chamber member, we are going to have a few slots open for anybody else, and those will be $40. And then the final thought that I have for the day that we shared on our community newsletter this week was be in the moment. I mean, last year, I think we all said this. I know I did. We were like, okay, next year is going to be a great year. You know, let's just get through this year. This is crazy.
Right.
Or, as soon as the pandemic's over, I can do this or I can do this. I mean, we kept saying that over and over, and then it kept dragging on and on and on. And you were just waiting for the next great moment, right? Well, got to the point where I was like, if we're always racing to the next moment, then what happens to the one that we're in? We miss it. So my final thought is just making sure that you embrace the moments you're in, enjoy the good things that are happening now. And yes, things will get better, but we have to make sure to celebrate every little thing that's happening right now too. You can find thoughts like this, because I do a final thought every community newsletter. Also, healthy habit tip of the week. So I shared how to find those little ways to exercise when you don't have time. Like, I have three kids and a crazy job, and it's hard. But there's little things you can do throughout the day just to kind of keep yourself active. And then more information on events that are in our community. So all that is in our newsletter. If you're not signed up for that, make sure you call the chamber and get added. You can, on any of this information that I shared today, you can, of course, call me at 251-2550. You can email. Email is on our website, so you can email me directly, messaged on Facebook, or I wouldn't say today, it's cold. I don't want to make you get out, but when it's warmer, you can stop by the chamber anytime. Or if you really want to get out today, you can.
Okay, come out and get an icy today.
No. I don't want to turn the machine on. Not today.
No, what? Nobody wants an icy today?
Although, do we have a Keurig? So you can come and you get a coffee, you know?
Or you can just eat the snow outside, so. So, all right. Well, yes. Candy, again, lots of ways to contact you guys. Or, like you said, maybe when the weather gets a little bit better, not encouraging people to get out right now. Just once the weather gets better, come down and visit. And definitely can do that. And the ice machine, hopefully, when it warms up, will be back on.
Maybe so.
All right. Well, Candy, thanks a lot for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And we will see you again next Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will get right back to Open Line and take you all the way up until 10 o'clock. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.